Coach, you know, roughly 115 snaps for the football in this game. Such a tightly contested game that you might look back at five or six plays in this contest and really a tough one to stomach for you and the team.
Honestly, there's five or six that I'm just putting on myself. There were a lot of game. There are a lot of plays out there that could have made the difference in this game. This game was so tight. Little things that a lot of people wouldn't notice that could have gone. We just didn't have enough tonight.
Talk about the first half, Coach. 17-7. Obviously, one of those key plays was a fourth down conversion with a long pass that set up their second score. But all in all, your thoughts on the first two quarters?
We struggled. We made too many mistakes. Again, myself included. I don't know what it is without watching the tape, but I know that our defense, I mean, in the second half, they barely had a first down. Our defense was good enough to do that to them, and for whatever reason, we didn't have them ready to play in the first half, and, that's on us as coaches and them as players, and, you know, we're sharing this one. It's tough.
Can you bring up a big play in the fourth quarter on the offsetting penalties and explain to our listeners right now what the official said to you, and I'm sure what they relate to the Spencer coaching staff too?
Yeah, our official on our sideline threw a flag on somebody on our sideline, which was a high schooler taking pictures, because he tripped on him, which is a personal foul, sideline penalty. Then the kid from Spencer had his hands up and was yelling and, taunting us as he went into the end zone. That's an unsportsmanlike live ball penalty, though, because he did it before he would cross the end zone. So, by rule, those penalties offset, and you replay the down. At first, they were talking about letting them play it out from there and just giving the touchdown, but then cooler heads prevailed, and they talked about it and made the right decision, and that's good.
Yeah, you give the crew credit right there. They made the right call no matter how long it took. Coach, you get a defensive stop. After that, we get the ball back at their 33, weren't able to get anything from there. But again, your defense, which did not allow a first down in the second half, got another stop. We took over at our own 39. We had all three timeouts. We had it first and 10 at the 25, so close to hitting a home run pass to Lamar in the corner of the end zone. Just weren't able to get that next big play.
Yeah, before every game, we talk about how it's a game of inches. We play the speech from any given Sunday before every game, and this game proved it. There were so many times, there are so many individual plays that we could have won this game on, and there are so many plays where it could have been worse. It's football. Weird things happen when you're playing with a funny shaped ball. So we didn't have it.
297 yards of offense for Storm Lake compared to Spencer's 233. All of that, for the most part, on the ground. Probably what you may have expected.
Yeah, we just made too many mistakes. I mean, even the yards that they came. It was just we make an adjustment by saying, repeating something that we've worked all week on, and the kids do it, and they dominated that second half, and I'm sad for them. It's looking like, I don't know, I'm sure this question's coming up, but it's looking like we're going to be out of the playoffs now. We could still get in, I can't wait to prepare for Sergeant Bluff. I can't wait. I don't want it to end.
Coach Rudy Week, emotional after tonight's game, and I'm sure your kids and everybody involved is too. Thanks a lot for coming up after a really tough loss. Really appreciate it, Coach. Do.
Yeah, no problem. These seniors have done so much for me personally and for this team and town. I'm glad that I can get up to speak on them.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks. Coach Rudy Week here in the postgame, joining us with comments after the Tornadoes come up short to the Spencer Tigers this evening, 17-14.